The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, we're heading to Cork, specifically to Oscar's Cafe. The premises has reopened for business following an intensive few days of painting, decorating and remodelling. Our restaurant rescue mission was led by advisor Blanet Bergen, and Dara Fitzgerald's business Oscar's was chosen for the makeover, and it came in for some pretty strong criticism after Blanet made a secret visit there. But both of them are on the line now. Dara, good morning.
Morning, John.
And have you received a complete and utter makeover?
Completely and utterly. It's unrecognisable from the cafe it was maybe 4 weeks ago.
So describe it to us.
Well, we have an absolutely beautiful wall graphic. The feature of that is the name of the new cafe, which is Oscar's, and a beautiful bike wheel, which actually makes the O in the Oscar's. Outside the cafe, we have a very similar logo up over the door, which I have to say, the name of the cafe, Oscar's, is after my little 11-month-old son. So it was a bit of an emotional moment to see that go over the door. So the cafe is transformed. It's absolutely beautiful, and I'm sure customers are going to absolutely love it.
Yes, that's the big test now, whether you're going to win more custom. What do you reckon?
That's the thing, John. I mean, we certainly seem to be getting a huge amount of good feedback to the new menu and the sneak previews we've been giving our customers. So I'm really excited about opening up. We just hope everyone who's listened to the show and passed by and asked about the new cafe comes out and supports us, because you said that is the big test now.
And Blanet, good morning to you.
Morning, John.
And Blanet, just explain to us what it was like before the makeover and what it's going to be like now from your point of view.
Well, before the makeover, John, my first impressions of it was quite a sterile space and a little bit kind of canteen-like. So now the look is much softer. There's lovely reclaimed wood panels on the walls. There's a beautiful shade of yellow as well, which is matched with the dark grey. And it's he's got lovely new chairs with soft seats. And it's just, it's very nice. It's really mellow kind of feel to it now. And the food, of course, is going to be fantastic. Dermot Gannon is in the kitchen as we speak, cooking up the most delicious food. And we're hoping, as Dara said, that people are going to flood in now at 11:30 when we open the doors for business again.
And how soon should Dara see the benefits of the makeover?
Well, I'm hoping that he'll see it immediately. We're coming up to Christmas now, and Cork City, I'm sure, will be absolutely heaving from now until Christmas Eve. And I'm hoping that people will come in, they'll sample the food, they'll see the lovely place, they'll feel the ambience, and that then in the new year, 2015, they will be regular customers for Dara. So I'd hope to see it happen absolutely immediately.
And that ambience is crucial.
The ambience is crucial, yeah, absolutely. But having said that, you can't eat ambience, so the food is going to be absolutely sensational. We've got the most fantastic Ballinwillen Farm wild boar fry-up, free-range scrambled eggs, yoghurt and muesli parfait, Oscar's sausage sambo. Little Oscar has a lot to answer for. And Tunesbridge buffalo mozzarella, lots of local producers, actually, which really didn't feature on the menu before. And, of course, all of that will be topped with our beauty spread, which, as you know, is made in Cork as well. So a lot of support from Dara's cafe now for local producers, which I really love to see on the menu.
And Dara, I think you realise it because you've been in business for a while. It is going to take a lot of hard work.
No question about that. We've been really fortunate to get so much assistance from so many people. We've been absolutely blown away by the amount of goodwill we've received from a number of people. Even as I speak, I have people around me doing bits and pieces. So, absolutely right. The place looks amazing now. The support means that we've been able to do this really quickly, which we've been very fortunate with, but an awful lot of hard work now to make sure that we build on this and we maintain the high standards that have been set in the cafe.
And what do you think has been the biggest lesson you've learned?
I suppose for me, we've put in the hard work. We've always delivered on the service to our customer, the warm welcome that I would expect to continue to give every customer who comes through. And I think, as Blondhead said a minute ago, you can't eat ambience. We said from day one, when I first came on your show, John, that the product was forgettable. Dermot Gannon has been down here working with Blondhead and myself to deliver an absolutely world-class menu. And I just have to say, in the past, I have dealt with chefs who I found can be temperamental. Dermot's been nothing but supportive. He's been working at times in what I would have to say is a building site, and there's been no tantrums. It's been all positive and very supportive and a great training tool for my staff. So again, I know I keep saying how, you know, I have to thank Blondhead, obviously, and John, the show, for the amount of support you've given me, because this has been an incredible opportunity for this cafe, and we intend to build on it and make the most of it.
Making the most of it. And we will put a list of those that provided you with support over the last few days and weeks. We'll put a list of them up on our website. That's rte.ie/John Murray. It wouldn't have happened without them. Blondhead, just generally now, for people, some general bit of advice for people who are approaching Christmas and wondering what they can do to increase business.
To increase business, well, I suppose, first of all, they can make sure that their food product is very good, and then that they have it consistently good. They can also keep looking in their dustbins to see that some of it isn't ending up there. That's where an awful lot of money ends up in the industry, in my experience. Then the service, and I was just saying to Dara this morning, I'm sure he thinks I'm extremely impotent, but I said that, you know, we're about to open now, it's going to look fantastic, and everybody who's working in it also needs to look amazing. So I think that the way people are presented as well is really important.
Well, thanks a million, Blondhead, for putting such effort into it, and also good luck to Dara Fitzgerald with his new business, Oscars.
Thank you to everyone on the show there, and thank you very much.
Yes, and as I said, we'll put a list of all the contributors to that voluntary effort up on our website.